For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A citizen appointed to a state council on women resigns after criticism for anti-Catholic social media posts. Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke plans another campaign stop in Charlottesville. And some Shenandoah National Park advocates complain that the Trump administration is getting in the way of the fight against air pollution. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, August 29th. A citizen appointed to the Virginia Council on Women resigned Wednesday after she was criticized for anti-Catholic posts on social media. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that Gail Gordon Donegan, a Democratic activist from Alexandria, resigned her post after an outcry from Catholics. A Times-Dispatch review of her social media posts revealed a history of attacks on other people as well as jokes and statements about Catholics. Both of Virginia's Catholic bishops on Tuesday urged Catholics in Virginia to call the governor's office to express concern. Northam's office initially defended Donegan, saying that while the governor did not condone her language, she had worked for years on women's issues in Virginia. Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke is planning a stop in Charlottesville on Saturday. The Daily Progress reports that this will be O'Rourke's second campaign stop in Charlottesville. He spoke to hundreds of people at the University of Virginia in April. Since then, O'Rourke has struggled to break through in a crowded field of candidates seeking the Democratic Party's nomination. Details about O'Rourke's visit on Saturday have not been released yet. Do local governments have zoning authority to tell gun stores where they can be located or not located? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
What happens if a gun store opens within 100 yards of your local elementary school? Does your local city council or board of supervisors have zoning authority to say where the gun store can be located and ostensibly where it can't be located? Attorney General Mark Herring says yes, they do, although Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says not if it interrupts purchases.
That's going to be the key question, because if you can tell someone where they put their store such that it becomes either inconvenient or their store can't be placed anywhere, that would in fact affect the purchase.
The Attorney General issued the opinion after receiving an inquiry from Democratic delegate Sam Rasul of Roanoke. He was concerned after a gun store opened in Salem within a direct line of sight to a playground and classrooms.
Guns are not a disease. Guns are not something that, like Medusa's head, if you look at it, you'll suddenly turn to stone.
That's Philip Van Cleve of the Virginia Citizens Defense League.
It's just people purchasing something perfectly legal. I'm sure there are stores within a certain distance of the school, 7-Elevens and stuff, that sell alcohol, maybe have certain magazines.
Local governments across Virginia are considering how they want to respond now that the Attorney General has determined they have zoning authority to regulate where gun shops can be located. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, when you think about a national park, you probably think about fresh air, but the fact is that pollution afflicts many of our parks, including the Shenandoah National Park. The Environmental Protection Agency came up with a rule to address air quality, but park advocates complain that the Trump administration is getting in the way of improvements, Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman explains.
Air pollution is a health hazard, and it can spoil your enjoyment of great views, according to Stephanie Kodish with the National Parks Conservancy.
Regional haze makes clear days murky. It interferes with your ability to see the mountains in the distance or see the different landscapes fully. You know, on average, we are missing 50 miles of visibility across our national parks, and that's because of pollution.
The EPA was especially worried about the parks, including Shenandoah, when it approved a rule to reduce haze.
Shenandoah is one of the protected areas under the Clean Air Act. It's supposed to have the best air quality in the country. It's one of 48 national parks that have that status.
So far, Kodish says the rule has helped improve air quality. Now, however, the Trump administration has issued new guidelines, which the Conservancy calls confusing. The organization says those guidelines make it easier for states to put off actions and allow polluters to operate without clean air controls. I'm Sandy Hausman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Thursday.